you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own by, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Bye Guys. Ian Fidance is unfortunately still out on the road. He had to leave for Austin. However, he will be joining us again in a week or two. Hey, that's okay, buddy. I know he's a busy little boy, and we love him very much. Ian, shout out. I love you, pal. I am joined by two wonderful gentlemen, and another gentleman's going to join us in just a few minutes. A buddy of mine has been out on the road with me. Great dude. I got Peter Angelo here.
Hey, thanks for having me,
Peter.
Zach.
Hey. How you doing, dude?
I am good. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you very much. And let's make sure we do this correctly with a special taping Thursday night,
June 1st, 8 and 10 p.m., Old Man Hustle, Brooklyn Comedy Club, off the Bedford stop on the L, folks, in Williamsburg. Adrian Iplucci is going to be there. Scott Chaplin. It's going to be a blast. Please come get the tickets. They're on my Instagram, so follow me on there. In the bio, I have the ticket link right there. Or you just go to my website under my schedule. And I think I have it like pinned on Twitter, too. So just, yeah, buy your tickets.
And I've known, and from a personal, the Dance Teacher Man, who I actually met at my first ever open mic and was very kind to me.
I've never forgotten.
Dude, that's the thing. They say you and Lawrence supposedly had a reputation as being a little ornery. Mm-hmm. And both of you went out of your way to be very kind to me that day. And I've never forgotten it. It was you.
I didn't know I got that rep with Lawrence. I knew Lawrence had it.
Yeah.
Now I know.
No, this was year. This was like 10.
This is 10, like Woodshed, yeah.
Yeah, this was, it was Cake Shop.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And it was you, Lawrence, Jared, yeah, Nick Turner.
Yeah, I guess we were that class.
Yeah, you guys were essentially what I would call the graduating class.
Yeah, yeah, we were about to, you know, embark on our miserable careers.
And I remember you and Mike really went out of your way to always be kind to me since the day I met you, and I'll never forget that.
All right, well, I appreciate it.
Was it just Zach you did that
for? Guess this is as good a time as any. I slept with your wife.
Whatever. Join the club.
No, I appreciate it. You've always been, you know, Zach, you're always a sweetheart, man.
Oh, that's very
you
kind
know?
Of you.
You're always a sweetheart, and you're funny.
And,
you know?
Of course, also...
And this is the first time I've seen the intro of the show with, like, the visual, and I really do feel like we're about to fuck. Like, yeah. it is the porn intro. It's not a comedy show or a podcast intro. It's a porn intro, 100%.
Well, if you would like to ever see an intro to a show that makes Paul Verzey look at his phone for 45 minutes... and try to figure out who booked him on this.
was he terrified?
Yeah, I felt really bad. I don't think he saw it coming. And he looked
by
like,
that I mean Ian under the table trying to blow him.
Yeah, he looked horrified. And then the whole show he was just looking at his phone, like trying to counting the minutes to being done with me and Ian. And he's such a nice guy, and he
That's
was just not.
I think I'm on one of these.
I'm about to be fucked. I don't know what's happening.
Send help. He calls the NYPD.
So let's just get plugged straight up out of the way. Dan, you also have a great podcast called Wrestle Roast.
Yes, sir.
That I've gotten to do a number of times.
And you've always been great on it.
Thank you.
He roasted The Fiend, folks. And
that
Abdullah,
was a good one.
I think.
Yeah, The Fiend and Abdullah. And thank you for being here. Is there anything else you want to hit? Your social media?
Just Dan St. Germain on Instagram. I'm going to be touring, like, doing more dates this summer, and I'm going to be doing dates in the winter, opening for Dan Soder's, like, theater tour. So, yeah, I'll be, just every other thing, working on stuff, hopefully some of it's able to come out. And oh, I got a new podcast, which you have to be on, that we're going to be starting it this summer. It's me and my wife just reviewing horror movies called The It Couple, but you have to be on it.
Yeah, man. Absolutely, buddy.
We're trying to crash in on your horror space, man.
Hey, more the merrier, buddy.
Yeah, that's true.
Peter?
Follow me on Instagram and TikTok, Metal Pete Comedy. It's where I post a lot of my clips and all of my, you know, dumb music opinions. So if you want to see, like, as well as where I'm going to be, I got a bunch of fun shows coming up this month, some stuff working on next month. So yeah, just follow me at Metal Pete Comedy.
Fantastic. You guys are going to see me live. I'll be at the Emmaus Theater coming up in June.
Doing that too.
I like it a lot. It's a movie theater. It's really cool.
Yeah, here it's
And great. Then I'll be all out and about. Pete and I are going to be in Pennsylvania on the 30th. And then I think I have a special 4th of July weekend thing coming up, a big barbecue, wrestling, go-go, heavy metal fucking thing for 4th of July weekend. So stay tuned. And if you love the show, and I know you do, go to GasDigital.com. Use that promo code GUYS for a free trial to the network for 7 days, all the shows on the network. And you can also go to merchengine.com, where we have hats, hoodies, long sleeves, and t-shirts. Thank you for tuning in. Harrington, how you feeling, buddy?
I'm feeling excellent, Zach.
You look excellent. You look like a happy, fucking, fun-loving dad.
Yeah, dude. Being a dad's the most fun.
Yeah, you're killing it, brother. How was taking the baby out yesterday to the barbecue?
Dude, it was so cool. The way she loves Big J. Like, and I'm picturing it from her perspective, it's like us being picked up by a redwood tree. You know what I mean? It was just so cool. She was so comfy. I loved it.
That's awesome, man. I'm very happy for you guys. Everything
Dude, is
looks...
this the is the Hawaiian shirt, like, foray into... I've never seen you in a Hawaiian shirt before. Is this foray into dad land?
Yeah, dude, I'm leaning in. I got high white socks.
This is crazy.
I'm all in, dude. Cargo shorts are back.
Hell
you know,
yeah.
Like, when I first met you, I just thought you were another shady guy who could sell me drugs. And now...
He's so much more than that.
Now he's a parrot head.
Yeah.
Evolution.
Parrot head trying to sell me a condo or
You
something.
Look like you're about a year away from the dad that wears the cell phone case on the outside of the belt. the flap over.
I have something in my bag that looks suspiciously like one of those.
Hell yeah, dude. Well, it's fucking great to see you,
man.
Buddy.
Good to see you. Congratulations.
All right, so let's fuck around with some stories for a little while and then get out of here. Thousands flock to see Miracle Nun, whose body shows no signs of decay 4 years after death. Tell us about it, gang.
I think that's a fucking lie.
What is that address? Yeah.
She's still moist, guys. Come on.
She died in 2019. She was exhumed this April, and her, you know, people are flocking because take a look at her. You can't really see.
Yeah, fuck
far.
That dead nun.
Yeah. Your Sister Act 3 is weird. Why did they exhume her?
She looks dead. She definitely looks dead. She
looks very dead.
She looks like a dead body. She does not look alive. But no, I guess you think it's going to be like worse. But I don't know how decay works.
How many bodies have people seen that 4 years later after their death? I don't fucking
In
know.
In my head, 4 years, you're a skeleton.
Yeah.
Or at least mummified. Like, you're
But it's like
long hair, fucking long nails.
Also, why is that, like, why are people flocking to see it? Is that, like, this is God's miracle? She's still dead, but she just looks better than we thought. Like, what's the fucking miracle here?
Yeah, did they say, there's something about her?
Yeah.
So, why did they dig her up?
They were going to move her coffin to beneath the church's altar.
Weird.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know why.
Yeah, she was just a nun who they liked quite a bit, and that's what they were going to do.
I would hope so. I hope it wasn't like when they were like, this fucking bitch, let's put her under the church.
Preach just spits on her every time he's doing a sermon.
Yeah,
we're going to put her under the men's room.
It's our new urinal cake.
So what's interesting about it is she was not embalmed at all, and she was just put in a simple wooden coffin underground.
Gross.
Isn't that what we're supposed to do?
So essentially they're saying she stayed, they didn't do anything to her either. So she should be like a rotting pile of gross. Yeah.
She should be.
She looks embalmed to me though.
Yeah, let's see her again.
Also, they were going to put her underneath the altar. Oh my God.
Dude, she looks embalmed.
Her hands look like wood.
Well, that they might have looked like that before she died.
I was like, texture-wise.
Yeah,
she's giving the point to the double fingers.
Yeah, she's doing the fucking Dane Cook symbol.
Yeah, she's doing the Dane Cook symbol. Dude, I think she looks embalmed to me. Doesn't she look embalmed to you?
Yeah, and she looks kind of
like
mummified.
A plastic sheer on her face.
Yeah. So is this a religious thing, or is this the ultimate proof of black don't crack?
Also, wait, were they
thank God we found a way to get to Def Jam comedy from 1989, folks. We took the soul train to it.
Were they gonna just like put the coffin underneath the altar, or why did they open the box? That's what I want to know. They're like, hey, before we do this, let's look.
It had to be somebody was like, I bet you she's real gross in there.
Yeah, did they give a reason?
No, it just says that they were digging her up to put her under the, she died in 2019. She was laid to rest, with no embalming in a simple wood coffin. But they dug her up to move her beneath the church's altar.
All right. What silly religion and or country is this?
It's Missouri.
Religion and country.
They bury people without, or is that like a religious choice to not.
I'm thinking because it's a nun, like they do take a vow of poverty and everything. So, like, why would they have any vanity with their dead body?
Or how much money do you want to spend on this lady's funeral? And they went, none.
Hey, we got that new TV. Let's just put her in the box and put her and bury her.
Hey, do you want to embalm this lady, or do you want to get a new ping pong table for the rectory?
I mean, that could be like good advertising to get people into a convent.
Yeah,
you know, like, hey, look at this. She was, you know, she's still a good, and she's been dead for 5 years.
Like, our church is so good that you'll stay youthful even in death.
Well, I guess if that's your thing, why go see it? I would believe, I think a picture's enough.
Yeah.
I feel like that's got to be a real boredom.
If anything, I'd be disappointed. Like, hey, I came here to see a rotting body.
Yeah.
This looks freshly dead. Like, why did I come here for this? Show me something gross.
Could it have been that it was airtight? Because didn't Lennon look pretty good for a long time?
He looked pretty good for a while. Yeah, I think there's a few people that have looked pretty good.
But he was embalmed. I mean, my assumption would be that they accidentally...
There's only one way we can find out. Get over there and shake her.
I see if this has fallen off.
Yeah, I don't know how you find the answer to that out. But.
Or that, or she wasn't dead when they buried her.
She actually died in 2022.
Yeah, she was taking a...
There is some crazy like tombs under the Vatican and all this kind of... It's a real haunted house under there. You know?
I mean, there definitely are stories in history where people were buried before they were dead and then woke up during their funerals.
That's my ultimate fear, man.
Buried alive?
Well, I don't know if it's my ultimate fear. I don't think about it, but it sounds pretty awful. Like, there's a great... Have you seen that French horror movie?
Which one?
The one where he buries the guy alive.
That's I don't think I have.
Oh, it's great. You should see it. It's really slow.
You mean The Vanishing?
Yes.
Yeah, it's one of the greatest thrillers. I'm sorry to just come in.
Yeah,
no, you're good. No, you can't.
Renan Hirschberg joining
this
the
is
show.
Like how much of a, like, he's like just flexing his film now. Every time I hear someone talk about French thrillers of the late 80s.
I actually don't think it's French. It's just set partially in, I believe it's.
Well, they made
Danish,
it's a remake.
Right?
No, it's. That's a. I think you may have seen the remake.
No. I love this.
I think
original.
That was French, right?
Well,
was
it's partially French and partially. Danish, because remember
Dutch.
But I think it's I have to look for but I think it's a Danish director, but it's
chilling.
It's one of the greatest thrillers in my opinion of all time.
It's not a crowd pleaser though, I will say that, folks.
No, but it's like,
it's fantastic.
I mean, it to me it's more disturbing than any like horror movie.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Being trapped in the box underground.
Serial killers are always the
well,
most.
Well, that's
disturbing.
Like the ending, but the whole thing is an amazing like psychological journey. It's this guy, the woman who gets kidnapped, and the guy is so obsessed over finding it, he doesn't even care about her anymore. He's just obsessed about what happened.
Oh shit!
You know, and that like overwhelms any sense of humanity. Yeah. And then the guy who kidnaps her is like a huge, this crazy psychopath who like. Basically explains when he was like 8, he was on a balcony and he was like, I guess if I don't jump off this balcony, that means I'm destined to not jump off this balcony. So I will break destiny and just jump off this balcony. So he jumps off and breaks like his legs and loses some arms.
I think what was so creepy about him is he's like so jolly kind of, you know, he's like, the opposite of brooding when you see him. And
he's kind of a clown.
He's kind of a clown.
So then the ending.
Look at Javier Bardem in No Country, yeah, where it's like, this is a clown character.
Yeah. No, exactly. So, like, he seems clownish at times. Yeah. And at one point, he saves a girl from drowning. He has a family. And he saves a girl from drowning. And he decides, well, I've done one of the best things. I now should try to do one of the worst things, which is do one of the worst things ever, which is kidnap someone and bury them alive.
Yeah, that explains my shows over the weekend at Lincoln Sun, by the way.
Yeah, pretty much. Vanishing crowds.
I like he's like, this just balances out.
Yeah.
I save, I kill.
What if this is how Renan opened every podcast, though?
That's just one of my...
It's all the vanishing. Like, yeah. It's like, yeah, you brought up the vanishing.
That's just one of my favorite Skanks. Movies. Sorry, that's just no, one of you my guys, favorite you, movies.
We're definitely speaking my wheelhouse now.
Yeah,
I don't want to watch this.
Have any of you guys seen Scrapbook?
No.
That's the one I always. That's hey, the
Jackson
serial.
Introduced this movie that's made for like $75.
Of course,
in
I
the
did.
Back
yes.
Of,
of course, I did.
Friends trailer.
And that's like
Vanishing is a film. Okay,
that's Scrapbook cinema. The one I always recommend for like best serial that? Killer one-on-one kind of movie.
Oh, really?
Basically, it's a chick gets kidnapped, wakes up in a farmhouse, killer comes in, and hands her a giant scrapbook full of Polaroids and diary entries of all his former victims. And he says, you know, I've been killing women for such and such amount of years.
Is this American, this movie?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow.
And I'm worried when you talk about a movie, at the end you're going to be like, it's real footage.
Yeah.
It's an actual crime.
It's me. It's, what he said, yeah. It's me.
He goes, you're going to do diary entries and I'm going to document you. When I'm done killing you, I'm going to give this book to the police. And be the most well-documented killer of all time, mm-hmm. and the most famous serial killer that ever lived. And she starts writing diary entries about how she's falling in love with him, and kind of starts turning the game on him, where she's now like mind-fucking him and keeping her alive because he believes that she is in
great.
Love with him.
That's great.
And there's a few times where she tries to escape that are horrifyingly brutal, and it's like I would put it in one of my favorites, and then the guy that plays the killer died in a car wreck right after they finished the movie, so he's in no other movies.
Wow, so, that's eerie. That's like eerie on top of eerie.
So when you see it, this guy gives this amazing performance.
It's like the guy who played Bob in Twin Peaks.
Yeah, really. But
what happened to him?
He was just
he
a
died.
Dude. Yeah,
oh, just a dad.
And but it's one of those things. So you never see him in another movie, so it doesn't taint the image you have of this character.
Wow. Well, I got to check it out.
Hey, guys, real quick, I just want to talk to you about one of our sponsors here at the show, and that's Mango. They help men get hard and go hard. It's a new innovative compound that will level up your bedroom game. It combines three FDA-approved ingredients, which include the active ingredients in Cialis or Viagra, oxytocin, a.k.a. the love hormone, and L-arginine, which increases blood flow to achieve optimum performance. It's a rapid-dissolving tablet that hits the bloodstream quick for faster results with a delicious mango flavor. It's individually packaged for on-the-go and 100% online. You get a free doctor visit. There's no subscription required to try Mango. Guys, go to mangorx.com today and use the promo code GAS15. And our listeners are going to receive 15% off your first order. That's promo code GAS15 for 15% off your first order at mangorx.com. Guys, try Mango and give her your mango.
What do you think top five serial killer movies are?
Oh, fuck. I Silence of Lambs, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Zodiac. I'd say Silence of Lambs and Zodiac fight for number one.
Yeah, they fight for number one.
And then it's a real drop-off.
Yeah, serial killers movies like never seem to have like that
They've
great
They've got
quality.
It right
like,
twice.
Yeah. Yeah, they got it right. Well, actually, there's a really good series that just came out on BBC. The guy who played Doctor Who
yes,
was playing
the
Dennis
guy that
Nielsen.
Was,
and it was fantastic.
David Tennant.
David Tennant, yeah. It
the
was
guy
fantastic.
That was flushing, or he was trying to put him down the sink,
well, he's
right?
Just, you know what's so great about it? He's so boring.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, in this, like, they have all these other serial killers, it's like Hannibal Lecter, or like, even the Zodiac is very theatrical, but this dude's just like, all right, and then I did this, and then I did that. And then
it's so disappointing when you read about serial killers in real life, and it's always just a blackout drunk gay guy.
Well, it's just somebody who had head trauma.
Yeah, or that, or a guy who's
that's
like...
That's who it is. It's,
well, it's also,
never,
it,
it's,
yeah.
Doesn't, sexuality has nothing to do with it, it's just all head trauma.
Well, a lot of it's, I think, the repressed...
I think that's an element of it, but I think that there's too many people that don't fit it, that.
Head trauma is definitely the thing.
There's so there's no like Anthony Lowell in Cleveland doesn't fit that. There's tons of people who don't fit that model.
But it's interesting in the movies, in real life, most of them are rapists on some level. They're really, a lot of them are just, it is banal. They're just rapist murderers who don't get caught.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they always take the rape aspect out of the movies and the fiction because you couldn't, like, I guess
it makes it, like, harder to digest.
Harder to, so Silence of the Lambs, everyone's, like, eating people and wearing skins, but no one's raping. Like, Buffalo Bill puts a woman in a well, doesn't touch her. You know what I mean? Like, there's never rape.
Yeah, I mean, Zodiac doesn't have it either.
Yeah, I mean, Zodiac happened to not be, like, one of the few, like, non-rapists.
Right, right.
But even Seven, if you watch Seven, that's not even a serial killer.
There's some sickos who, like, they just do it for doing it.
Yeah.
They don't even, like...
But usually...
There's usually a sexual component to it. But there's tons of guys too who are just like, you know,
there's some jacking off afterwards. Yeah.
Well, a lot of them is either like they commit the sexual assault and then they just kill because like, oh, I gotta get rid of this person,
right?
Or
right.
It's they kill so they can do it without.
But
like,
typically,
those nurses, those are the worst. Those people who kill like 200 people.
Oh right.
Oh,
there's no sex thing there. They're just like,
that's no sex. Yeah.
It's also crazy. It's just. That's the most, they only bring up, they're like, and then we caught him, and, you know, he may have killed 80 people.
Yeah, it's always,
you know,
because like
they don't know.
Yeah.
It's always like a senior. So they're like, well, we're blaming this one on pneumonia, but this one was definitely Hank.
He killed every baby to ever be born. Yeah.
The scariest for me is the guy that Patton's deceased wife was hunting.
The Golden State. Golden State. Yeah, I read that, but it's a great book.
Was he the one that did the thing with the dishes?
Yeah, on
he
head,
did that. Yeah,
so they couldn't
there's other serial killers that have eaten after.
Yeah,
unfortunately, I know too.
I'm reading The Man from the Train right now.
Oh, yeah, I've never
seen
that.
I've never
read that.
Which Man from the Train?
So The Man from the Train was a serial killer that they think operated along this one railroad route in the 1800s, and he was doing town to town. But it was back when before
like a comic, he was doing back town from town.
But it was before like the police stations were communicating.
Yeah.
So he literally was going like three towns over and doing it again, but he would hide in people's houses and kill them one by one with the blunt side of an axe, then put them all at the dinner table with sheets over their head and have a meal with the dead family and then leave them with the doors locked and people would find them a few days later. And the book basically goes through. It was like the guy that wrote it is a baseball historian who got interested in it.
Who obviously wanted a break from baseball.
Yeah, he got,
I'm tired of balls and strikes. Weird. Like,
yeah.
And basically, he makes a.
Do they still use that lingo? Is he like his stats?
His stats.
A real barn
burner.
He
hit a home run.
No, he burned the barn down after he killed them. And basically, he tracks this guy's movement and presents a theory on who he thinks it was.
Who does he think it was?
Mickey Mantle.
It's more or less a vagrant.
Yeah.
But a bunch of people were arrested.
I have a theory. It was a random homeless person.
A lot of...
I was expected to be like, oh my God, Elon Musk. Yeah, but it's usually like, guy who got fired
from
post
office.
Well,
a bunch
of
people got arrested and executed for the crimes over the years.
Wait, they executed multiple people for it?
Tons of people.
You know, once you execute the first wrong person, maybe...
Hey guys, this is the second one. Are we sure?
That's for quitters.
They never connected the crimes. So it would be one family dies in this town this way. They arrest and kill, you know, arrest and execute the guy. Then 3 months later, a family towns
there's
over.
There's no jurisdiction.
But at no point do they're like, hey, we should call, because there's no records.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Because it was prior to that.
Also, like, no one ever wanted, like, all the police departments never wanted to give credit to, like, anyone else either.
Yeah.
Right.
I just like that this guy is also now, like, a double serial killer. He's killing both directly and indirectly.
Yeah.
Well, it's also so easy to be a... killer, but it's like,
oh yeah,
old,
no one cares.
That old John Mulaney joke. Yeah. Yeah, as long as you're not there when the cops come, because Albert,
there's a puddle of blood next to the victim. Yeah. Gross. Now back to my hunch.
It got every decade. It got harder and harder to be a serial killer.
Yeah.
In the 50s or 40s, it was so easy. Albert Fish literally just went to this family and was pretending to be a photographer. I was like, can I borrow your daughter for the day? And they had like 12. Said, yeah, sure, get her out of here. And he just took
that
the daughter.
A real weasel,
yeah. these 30 boys have gone missing. And everyone was like, they were gay and they ran away.
Yeah, it was very.
That was it.
But now, if you're a serial killer, hats off to you. Because
it's
like,
more impressive.
Well, I think that's
pretty much
why we've seen an increase in mass shootings.
Yeah.
Didn't somebody from a band?
All at once.
Yeah.
All
so
at
serial
once.
Serial killing, you know.
It
is...
just blew my mind. You're right. They all have to get it all out at once.
Yeah.
Yeah, serial killing is, you know.
Didn't somebody from a band just get caught taking pictures of a child at a concert?
Yeah, probably.
It was like a pretty famous band, and I can't put it together. But a guy, and then, but it turns out like, this guy was
B-52s?
No. And I know, so he asked the family to take pictures. I guess they found very compromising photos. And he did not know that the family he asked, the dad was a Hell's Angel.
Oh, fucking sweet. No.
And apparently...
That was a fish story.
Was it fish?
Yeah, it was fish.
Yeah,
sure.
Fuck fish.
Yes, it was
Wait,
one of
the... fish? The guy's a pedophile? It was a fish?
So, supposedly he's just crazy.
Like Wait, you mean, what's his name?
Yeah, fish bassist beat by Hell's Angels over 9-year-old girl.
Jeez, when was who? Which one? Who was that?
Wait, the Hell's Angels were at a fish concert.
The bassist? I don't know.
The worst thing about getting raped by fish is it takes like 7 hours.
Hell's Angels are always Hell's Angels are always attacking people at concerts. Weren't they one of the Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
Well, it was like
the famous one.
It was that they didn't want to hire security. So they just paid the Hell's Angels $500,
right?
And then just beat everyone with puke.
Dude, one of the best books ever is Hunter Thompson's Hell's Angels.
Oh
book.
Yeah, it's his first book.
I think it's his best book. It's amazing. I mean, it's just about like how they live. And but now they're all like the big thing about the Hell's Angels. Now they're all like very legally savvy.
Yeah.
Like that's the thing now. It's
right.
Like, they're just really good at beating you in court now.
But that is interesting. The mass shooters.
It should be a really fun procedural. Just a bunch of Hell's Angels like. Working in an Allie McBeal type office.
Dun dun.
That's like that old. Do you remember that? What was that Hulk Hogan movie in the 90s? The Nanny or something?
Yeah.
Nanny?
Oh, yeah, man.
Remember from the preview? They're like, what are you going to kick my butt? He's like, no, this is the 90s. I'm going to sue you.
Yeah. That was like so many jokes. Yeah, in the 90s.
Just like someone be like, hey, Spider, you got those documents here?
Wait, do you guys know about the best part of Mr. Nanny?
What?
The guy throwing the dog in the lake?
Yes, I have seen that.
What?
Hank, can you bring up dog thrown in water, Mr. Nanny?
Does he die?
So there's just a scene of Hogan like
in one of the
on a motorcycle,
yeah.
And in the background, there's just a picture of a man throwing his dog in a river.
Wait,
they're not video, not a picture. It's just I don't know if it was like a trick. Or if this guy's dog swam or what it is.
Wait, is it an extra?
Watch. It's so weird.
That was so quick.
No, you'll see. There it is.
Wait,
oh,
what?
Yeah, he's trying
to the left.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's in a bay. It's in a bay.
Wait, why is that happening?
I don't know. They don't address
he's
it.
He's on just the really, beach.
He's just really mad that Hulk Hogan's doing movies.
I don't know why I'm doing like Hulk Hogan cleanup.
Yeah.
Did they just catch like some guy killing a dog?
No, that wasn't.
Yeah, I'm sure the dog was swimming or something, but it is hilarious.
Throw it like
but
that.
Do you think like
that without context, it's just in the background of a shot?
But so do you think that was like I'm going to sound stupid? Was that intentional? Or was it just someone?
I think it could have been intentional. That like could have been a second AD or something. Hey, we need something fun.
Oh, so throw the dog.
Yeah, let's throw the dog. But it's Tampa, so that's probably the least. Disturbing thing they saw driving past there.
Oh, thank God, he's just throwing the dog.
He's just throwing. He's not cooking it.
You remember it's Tampa? Wow.
I know Hogan's from Tampa. I know, unfortunately, way too much about wrestling, and I've seen Hulk Hogan's entire acting collection.
I'm a big Santa with Muscles guy.
Santa with Muscles is a crazy movie
because it has
keeps changing plots like.
Mila Kunis and her dad from That 70s Show in it.
Yeah.
Way before That 70s
really?
Show.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, you know what I rewatched from the 90s recently? Kindergarten Cop. I hadn't seen that.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Kid.
The soundtrack fucking slaps.
It is good. It is like, I'm like, is this a kid's movie? Because like it's like pretty.
It's more brutal.
The opening is like, so like
yeah.
A completely different
and
film.
And then girl ODs, right?
Yeah. And then Schwarzenegger, like, it's such police brutality, frankly. He just like breaks into a. That party just shoots willy nilly everywhere.
Oh,
I'm
right.
Like, it's crazy that like little kids were watching this movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey man, Arnold was one of the last movie stars. I guess it's just Tom Cruise is left.
I actually forgot. I only watch Arnold in Terminator, so I always think of him as like a good actor. And then watching him in Kindergarten Cop, I was like, oh yeah, I forgot he's terrible.
Twins.
That's one of his best acting roles too. Twins is
not bad.
Twins is bad, but he's like he's really leaning into type on that. But yeah.
But the road, like definitely him being a robot, really helped him.
Oh, for sure. Because he
didn't
have lines. Why'd they program this robot with an Austrian accent?
It's also so insulting to kindergarten teachers that were like, "All right, you clearly don't need any training for this. Let me be a cop and fill in."
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But like,
I guess there's some truth to that. You're saying.
I just feel like with Texas. They're just that's just going to be every kindergarten teacher now.
Just a giant dude with a gun.
Yeah, just some dude is. Well, they're talking about prepping them for guns.
Yeah, of course.
In the classroom.
They probably already all have pretty good gun experience, don't they?
In Texas.
We're like, we need to train Texas. Our teachers with guns. Fortunately, this is Texas, so they're all very
Texas
trained.
Is like Maine and Vermont, where like it doesn't matter what side of the political aisle you are. You just love guns.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Got kicked out of a gun range in Austin.
You did?
What yep. did you do?
I would have kicked you out of a gun range.
I don't know if I would have let you come.
I wouldn't have let you range. In. Yeah.
We were filling out the paperwork, and we were asked very... very sternly to leave.
What did you say in the paperwork?
No, we smelled like marijuana.
Oh.
We walk in, the guy's got a bottle of Tito's on his desk and goes, you know what this is? Texas bottled water. And I was like, yeah, I guess everybody's drunk
here.
That's
like
cool.
Weed
and then security came out and to tell us we smelled like weed. And then our good friend Lewis said, no, we don't. It's in the car. Which is not what they wanted to hear.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like a mass shooter is never high. I feel like that's a good chance. That's the only chance you're not a mass shooter.
It depends.
On weed?
Not on weed.
Weed is not weed, a mass shooter
on, on cocaine or
maybe
on like,
cocaine or meth,
oh,
for sure.
Fat, yeah, meth.
But weed
like,
is not a mass shooter drug.
No, there's definitely not weed, but definitely, I would say like uppers probably, maybe pain pills.
Because shooting people, I feel like that's a real buzzkill if you're on weed, you know?
But I mean,
too much work.
Most of the most of the murders like Dahmer committed, he was totally drunk for.
Oh yeah,
so it's like you never know.
Well, drunk is the source of all violence.
Yeah,
I feel
yeah, for sure.
I like that. Like they're like, you guys smell like weed. How dare you?
Oh, they were furious.
That'd be hilarious if that was Dahmer's excuse. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm just an alcoholic.
Yeah, I think that's the bottom of the list.
One beer, I'm good.
Like Dahmer's somebody was like, Dahmer's racist. I'm like, yeah, I think that's way at the bottom.
Yeah, the show tried to cancel him for being racist.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't think that was his
also,
number one problem.
He wasn't, the cops are racist.
Yeah.
I think that's just his type.
It was.
Anything, he's like,
he doesn't like.
Races.
Yeah,
it's actually very rare for a serial killer to go outside their race.
Yeah.
So I mean, maybe I think he was like the Martin Luther King of serial killers.
But it's
like
just a funny thing to get upset at him about, where it's like, yeah, he's got five heads in the fridge, but you should hear what he thinks about Polynesians.
But it's
oh my goodness, very problematic.
He liked black people. He just when he liked someone. He eats them.
He really liked them.
He likes them a lot. He's like,
yeah.
Yeah, he didn't have a ton of white privilege, by the way. He lived in a housing project where he was getting fired constantly for being drunk. No,
I never understood that. The cops are racist. He's just...
And homophobic.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just gay.
That's the way he got it. That's how he got
away with
it. He's
just a sick abomination.
He's just a gay cannibal. Yeah. But it is funny. He's like, yeah, just two beers in me. I just, you know, that's when I go a little wild.
The cops even like gave him back his victims.
Yeah,
he would just be like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
sorry. We're
that's
doing
my
gay
boyfriend.
Stuff.
We're doing gay stuff." They're like, "Oh God, fuck
yeah." That's what I thought being gay was.
I couldn't get into the Dahmer show just because I thought it was like pure exploitation, hiding behind this bullshit moralizing. Like we're gonna pretend to moralize about race, but really we're just having this exploitive show.
Yeah, it's just like we get to see like hot guys dance and get murdered.
Yeah, but it was way better than that fucking My Friend Dahmer movie, though.
I love that
made
movie.
I hate it. It was like watching a movie called Hitler Goes to Art School.
I love that.
It was everything but what I wanted to see.
It was an interesting, different take.
you're like, I just want to see him in the good time.
I saw it with Ian, and I don't think he like was like. Dahmer was cool. You would have been, because I always think Ian Finance is, if you had to make a mold for a Jeffrey Dahmer victim, it would be out of Ian. Do you know what I mean? Like, he is for sure a serial killer's victim.
You know what
he is? A tiny Filipino boy, though.
He's a serial killer's victim who's so crazy, the serial killer lets him go. You know when they have to have that, they always have to have that third scene where he kills someone where the guy gets, like, he's so annoying, the killer's like, stop talking.
Ian starts, like, testing fucking new bits out.
And yeah, he's like, all right, get out of here.
Ian's calling Dahmer at 4 a.m. I don't know, man, I just need to talk to somebody.
that's the new way of catching serial killers. We just sick Ian on them, and we just turn this off.
I feel like Jordan Jensen is like the female who the serial killer lets go. She's too crazy for me. She'd have to join
if you're
him.
A serial killer and you kidnap a comic. What a rough.
I don't know. I see Jordan as more of an Eileen Wuornos myself. But...
I can see that.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys like to get high, and so do I. So we can go to YoDelta.com together and stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. Guys, you know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you really high. Well, at YoDelta.com, you can find a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. And I'll tell you, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly. So I'll let you also know right now, guys, I use Delta 8. I take the gummies. I definitely use the vapes. If you see me with a vape pen, that's what's in there. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that gets you super high.
But there is a hilarious part in the first Dobber episode where that cop brings the father in, and the cop goes...
He goes, bad news, worst news.
It was so funny. The actual thing is, he goes... He like the father's like, so is he in trouble? Did he get... what happened? He's like, well, he's been charged with 4 murders. We found 3 heads in his fridge, a body and a torso in his living room, and there's evidence that he ate parts of it. And then there's just a pause, and he goes, now I know this might be a lot to process.
Yeah. Richard Jenkins is so good in that movie.
He is, yeah.
Like, he, like, loses it, like, right after that scene.
But this is why I hate fucking Ryan Murphy. It's like, he was like, to me, Richard Jenkins, they, like, disappeared him in weird makeup. And it's like, you don't have to fucking do that.
Oh, no, I thought it was fine.
Really?
I just thought that his parts were the best.
He's a great actor, but I hate Ryan Murphy's style of, like, everyone having to look exactly like they did. This literal, like, we got to get that weird 90s fro perfect for the OJ movie.
He's, like, riding the line of Pulp, you know? He's almost, it's like, it's very,
it's cynical Pulp.
Cynical Pulp. It's a little Boondocky Saints at times in a weird way.
I'll tell you, I loved Impeached.
I didn't see Impeached, but I loved the OJ show.
Her as Linda Tripp, I didn't realize it was her for 3 episodes.
The OJ show.
Sarah Paulson was Linda Tripp.
Oh, she's so good.
I didn't realize it was fucking her.
I just watched her in Deadwood again, which is crazy.
The OJ show is good because the story is good. It's so
salacious anyway.
Yeah, but it's still like all that fucking just that pulpy way everyone looks exactly like the person. Yeah. I guess I don't like this in general, the style now, where they make everyone look exactly like the person, no matter how distracting, if you don't know exactly what they look like.
I think the weirdest thing now is that, like, they'll make, like, they did Abducted in Plain Sight, and they did that documentary. Documentary's crazy, if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, Man Netflix. Needs Relief.
What?
A Man Needs Relief.
Which one's that?
A Man Needs Relief, exactly.
That's the guy that fucked a family.
Basically, he...
Oh, this is the guy who raped the
aliens,
daughter?
The aliens, yeah.
But he also had sex with the mom and the dad.
Well, he got a handjob from the dad.
He got a handjob from the dad. This guy was so good that I thought when the cops arrested him that the cops were going to go on screen and go, I don't know what happened. We sucked his dick and let go. He's charming.
That's one of those...
I don't know, man. I'm not going to arrest him. I'm worried about these aliens.
That's one of those documentaries where you're like, is the father's gullibility a crime at some point? Because he, like, just lets...
I think sometimes it should
they
be.
They get him...
There is some other stuff going on.
Yeah,
with
there's
him.
A lot... I mean, he's
first clearly
one,
gay.
He owns a... He's a florist.
He's clearly just a guy who's afraid to be
but
gay.
But he does let him... His friend sleep in the room with her, I believe.
They get her back and then give her back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They let her go. He kidnaps the daughter. They get her back, and then he's like, well, can I take her on vacation? And they're like, yeah, I can't see the harm in that.
That's
I just feel like the dad is just like, all right, honey, go with him. I'm trying to get some action.
That's got to be the worst for that guy. Because is he in the documentary, The Father? He is, right?
Yeah.
It's just a man who's just not protective, just fails at his job. Just completely. It's like, you ever see that documentary, Rewind?
Mm-hmm.
Where that one's brutal.
The father's brother raped him as a kid, and then he just lets his brother's hang out with his son. He's like, I don't know.
People don't want to feel uncomfortable. That's that one's brutal too, man. They're all
that sounds fucking awful.
See, I prefer the whatever the Ryan Murphy thing is to, like, they did Mommy, Dead and Dearest.
Oh yeah, well,
and Patricia Arquette was that big fucking fat lady.
She was good, I thought. You didn't think she was
good, but she didn't look any.
Are
I mean,
okay, well, you know, think about that movie.
What movie
it's called Mommy, Dead and Dearest. It was an HBO documentary they made. It was about Munchausen syndrome.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Yeah, Gypsy Rose and Munchausen. Rose Blanchard,
The Act was the show.
Yes, thank you. The Act was the show.
But
and
she is like look at Patricia Arquette in that movie, and then Bobby Boucher's mom and the water boy, and it's the same character. It's literally like, oh, Lord. You know, like real funny.
Then she murders her with her boyfriend?
I mean, this. I'm convinced Gypsy Rose Blanchard has the evil in her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think she really did help stab the mom and shit and then threw this poor autistic kid under the bus.
But wasn't that like a justified
murder? Is she out yet?
No, she's out soon and she's already married.
Wow, and of course, they're always married.
I guarantee you that guy's dead in 5 years.
You think so? Yeah.
100% she kills him.
All right, let's start placing bets.
They're not. Yeah. Once they get caught like this, they seldom go back.
Wow, they make Patricia Arquette look bad, and she still doesn't come anywhere near
to the fucking slapped ham that fucking the mom from that was.
Jesus. Yeah. Oh, God, what a gross. God, some people are.
Someone fucked this.
There's Gypsy Rose Blanchard watch on TikTok, and there'll be people that'll be girls that'll be like, we went to SeaWorld when I was 7 years old. And we met this family, and it was a little girl who was sick, and we took pictures with her, and we held hands, and we prayed for her, and they'll be like, these are the pictures from my vacation.
It's always
and it's
her.
All it's always them. Wow. They got around, dude.
Dude, it's a good scheme.
There should be a law like for some murders where like it's such a justified murder that the judge is like, all right, it's okay, you can go.
I think there are.
Do they have that?
Yeah, it's very rare.
It has to be like outside of self-defense.
The guy that shot his kid's karate instructor that molested him.
Well, he's still in trouble.
No, he got away. I think he's still.
I don't know if he's in jail, but I thought he's still awaiting trial. We're talking about Cain Velasquez.
No. This is in the 90s.
Oh, because that just happened.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Cain Velasquez just happened.
He's good.
They cleared him.
I'm almost positive they cleared him of all that.
There's just some murders you just
no.
Understand.
Cain's still on trial.
Oh, Cain is still. I thought.
Yeah, he's out for the summer on bail, okay, but he has to go to trial
he's
in the fall.
Out for the summer. Good.
Yeah, spring break.
Yeah, there's some murders.
He's clearly not a threat to society. You know,
right?
Like,
yeah, Hank, could you bring up? So there was a karate instructor,
Jody Plouchet. Is that it? Okay.
Who got arrested for being a molester? And do you have the clip, Harrington?
Can't wait.
And so they're extraditing him.
They also find that he's not a real black belt. Like, come on, man.
That's just a belt.
Yeah. That's a sash. They're extraditing him. And
it says karate on
one of his victim's fathers is at the airport.
Oh, yes. I know this one.
On a payphone as he walks by.
Yeah.
And shoots him?
And shoots him.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Point blank in the head. And he got it. He didn't go
to jail.
Is there
footage of that?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, there's footage of that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Bring it up.
Am I correct?
That's Jack Ruby. Oh, God. How do they bring it up?
So now they're extraditing the guy?
Yeah.
Taking the walk. Dad's on the payphone.
Oh, my God.
Boom.
Oh, my God.
And Dad, I believe, never goes to trial and judge says justified.
Due to trauma, right?
Which I guess like is a Jesus.
Oh my
Christ,
God!
I wasn't ready for that.
Jesus, I was just joking about pulling it up.
Well, you're on the wrong.
Unfortunately,
show
I wasn't.
About,
yeah,
you're on the wrong show to joke about bringing
up. Well, I was like,
I came to the darkness. I shall live in the darkness.
Why am I hard
I like
right
that
now?
The fucking cameraman was like, ooh.
How do you all get it so quickly? I feel like he just said it. He popped it up.
Harrington's good, man.
That quick.
Well, yeah.
I mean, people, I also talk about
that's
six
how him and his
things
wife get in the mood. They
it feels like you have that shit ready.
I talk about six things ever.
He's like, oh, Zach wants the murder clip again.
I just saw a video where it was like a guy, it was like a pedophile getting confronted, and it was outside. It was out, like, and it's just like he's in front of the crew, and he's got to call his wife. I don't know if you've seen that and tell her what he's been doing. And it's like, you just like watch, like, oh, this is a life just ruined. you know what I mean?
Was it like a To Catch a Predator?
Yeah, that
thing?
Kind of thing. It was like a setup, but it was just him being like, yeah, I try to meet an 11-year-old boy, and the wife's going, what? What? You know, like,
what?
You're just like,
just
you know,
sitcom, what?
But it's a wife, so she's mad about like her shit.
You're like, and well, you never take me out to dinner?
You're taking 11 years old out, but you won't take me out.
Yeah. What's wrong with.
No, I'm not as tight anymore.
Yeah, I found your Cheesecake Factory receipt. That's what she's upset about.
Man, I'm a little disturbed by watching murder just now.
Come on.
You know, here's the thing is like, don't you think, like, I mean, this is such a macabre thought, but don't you think things are going to get bad enough that, like, it's probably good we watch a couple of those
to desensitize us?
To desensitize us so, like, we're not just, like, sitting there holding our dicks when, like, The real unrest in Armageddon breaks out.
Or we're holding our dicks for a different reason.
Is that why you justify watching like death films. Videos every night?
Yeah, no, I don't even. I don't watch. But I mean, I watched like the ISIS videos, those promo videos and stuff like that. Like, I don't like watching those.
I like how you say promo. Promos.
Well, that's what it was. It's a promotional video. The whole thing.
They used to upload those on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Do you think they were like
live leak and all that kind of stuff? You know.
So they do you think they watch the analytics?
Yeah,
like everyone's dropping
there is
off.
A job. There's a job. Yeah.
Why did this video get 30,000 views and this beheading video?
We got to get the 2, beheading 000. Earlier. Everyone's dropping off after the first minute.
You're talking too long.
I think this is the worst job, and I just like wrote it into like this show. But like the guy who's got a screen, because there is guys that have to screen Facebook and YouTube videos after a complaint is made. So these guys are just watching
murder.
The gnarliest shit all day long, like just. As like
that's a good point. They've just seen murder,
just
rape.
Like pedophilia, murder. Yeah, like animal abuse. Like
they're getting paid minimum
crazy.
Wage.
Yeah. They're getting paid minimum wage.
I would assume that's an outsourced tech support type gig.
Could be.
It's like someone in India.
Yeah.
Man, we want our American trauma watchers here.
Took our nerves.
They're always bringing those trauma watchers.
How do you come home? Like you come home and you're just like. Oof.
Like, how was your day, honey?
Oh, fine. Like it's a weird. That's weirder to just be like, "Yeah, it was all right," you know.
just putting cigarettes
out. You know.
Well, imagine if you that person posts something on Facebook and it gets flagged for being triggered. I'm like, "You think that's triggering?
You think that's triggering?"
just saw a family
just
murdered,
burning himself with cigarettes. Like, must feel something.
That is a hard. You're a good. That's a good point. I think that is maybe an outsourced job. They probably pick like a third world country where they're used to that shit. But like, still. So they probably are getting paid way less than minimum wage.
Oh, yeah. No, they have that in Silicon Valley. Is like there's like a group that like that's their job.
Oh, so it is Americans who do that.
Americans outsource it.
Oh, outsource it.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Americans. Both. I think it's both.
You think Americans are doing it?
I think there's some Americans that are watching it, and then I think that there's ones that are not, like that they outsource all the job. There's so many different platforms now. That it's like there's no way to say one
track
thing is one
them,
thing,
yeah.
You know?
So is there somebody, because to me, there's got to be somebody that works for Pornhub that's making sure there's not child porn up.
Yeah, I mean, I remember one day I was like, I opened Pornhub and it was like a picture of a girl fucking a dog. It was like on there for like an hour, you know? And I'm like, how did this not get flagged, you know? But yeah, I think that there's just somebody there, you know?
I just imagine you going back and being like, is it still there?
It's still there. I thumb mark it or whatever.
Is Pornhub, I mean, I guess I'm just, is it, oh, so I just realized, so everyone just uploads on that.
Yeah, user generated.
Yeah.
It's like YouTube.
Yeah.
But porn.
Yeah, more or less. I knew a girl whose boyfriend posted a bunch of revenge porn, and I think they got it down within like 6 hours.
Oh, that's pretty good.
But they, like, the cops had to be involved. Like, the cops, I think.
Oh, the cops got involved?
The cops got involved quick.
Like, we want to see.
I mean, most of these videos are just like somebody holding an iPhone poorly.
Yes,
and like you just see
clapping.
So how does it
penetration
work?
And it's lit bad.
You post a video and then if you get a certain amount of views, it's like YouTube. You just get money.
No, I think it's more for the love of the game.
What? They're not getting paid?
Well, I know all the porn.
I did watch a full porn where it was just the guy jerking off to Meatloaf, so I would do anything for love. And I was like, well, this guy made this. I got to watch it. You know, like, I get somebody actually went to the 6 minutes.
Did he take his hand off his dick when it was the I won't do that part?
Well, it was for, you didn't see his face. It was just him.
Oh, okay.
You know, like from that, I don't know, that's not bird's eye view. That's.
Yeah, no, it's the classic I want to jerk off on the internet. It's the chat roulette pose.
Yeah, the chat roulette post. You won't see what this is.
My favorite ever was on E Fucked, and it was a redneck couple fucking to David Bowie.
Yeah,
and the guy's like really into it, and he goes, "Sing it, David." Oh, and the lady goes, "Huh?" And he goes, "David Bowie." Oh, God. Harrington, we had something to say.
No, I think I found that the 14-year-old, the guy who was meeting up with the 14-year-old, what to call his wife.
Murder's fine.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
And Pornhub right now is actually facing an ethics committee from the Senate as to whether or not they are knowingly monetizing child porn. So they're going to need to, like, show what policies they have, but right now that's not public.
Who shows up for Pornhub? Like, who's the guy that walks into court?
It is scary here. We mentioned child porn, and Harrington's like, pulling it up right now. Yeah, like, no. Like,
no, is it the best lawyer, or is it like some poor fucking DA? Like, he's got like papers falling out of his fucking briefcase. Before we watch the guy calling his wife, my favorite ever, because I was a huge ONA fan growing up. There's this guy that was like, and they used to play To Catch a Predator clips all the time.
Yeah, for sure.
There was an episode of To Catch a Predator.
It's so unwatchable.
Where they go to arrest the guy, and Chris Hansen walks in, and the guy goes, "Oh no." And he goes, "Do you recognize me?" He goes, "Yeah, I know you from Opie and Anthony." I think they called it To Catch a Pest.
How did that show work? Are the police on the show?
So I believe a vast majority of the dude's lives are ruined, but legally, if the right lawyer gets him out of it, because it's entrapment, because they didn't do anything.
Right.
Well, supposedly when it started, there was like no police involvement. It was just like Hansen and the producers just tricking people.
Yeah.
And then until later on, then they started getting actual police involved.
It is like, you ever see the movie Network?
Yeah, it's great.
And they bring up like these kind of things that are supposed to be like, you know,
taboo
or lacking, you know, like, but it's nothing anywhere close to them going, we get a pedophile in a room and we trick them. Like, it's nothing anywhere close.
Well, here's the thing. This is the ones that get like really, this is like where there's like no right answer, where it's like, it's a guy who's like a pedophile hunter in a mall. And then like they meet up with the, you know, the pedophile, and he's clearly developmentally disabled, like doesn't know where he is, you know, like that kind of thing. And then he's like, "Oh, you're a pedophile." And he has like no idea what's happening. And you're like, well, that's, I guess you could have not uploaded this one.
I feel like there is a right answer.
The fun videos are, you see Video Vigilante, the guy that catches dudes with hookers.
Oh, that's what an asshole.
Fuck that guy.
But the hookers all hate him in the town he's in. So they'll like, he'll run up, and it'll just be some like black chick in a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup half shirt. Be like, "Keep driving, baby."
But the other thing I don't understand about Catch a Predator is how are you have the rights to film someone?
You got to sign off on the movie.
Do they sign off afterwards? Yeah, I don't understand. Like,
I'm going to be on television.
Because don't you have to sign on before or after?
I'd imagine there is a release involved.
How that fucking signed?
I don't know. I mean, they do blur some of the dudes.
Yeah.
Oh, they blur them?
Some of the dudes
some of them choose not to be blurred?
Yeah, imagine being watching that, being a non-blurred guy, being like, "Hey, can I get blurred, please?"
Oh, are most of them blurred? I didn't realize that. I've never watched
No, not most of them. Most of them are
most of them are there.
And you're saying it's a possibility those guys
I think
choosing.
One of the guys killed themselves, and I think that that's what stopped the show. Right?
No, he killed himself on the thing, right?
What?
Yeah, I think he just blew his head off.
Pull that up.
He's just like, "This might be Chris Hansen, and I'm prepared if it is."
What if someone just sees Chris Hansen in a different situation and just immediately shoots himself? They don't realize.
Oh, no, that's not a plague.
Well, what was kind of crazy is that
he can't ever go to a surprise party.
His wife sees him. Oh, my God, I'm not fucking kids, I promise.
He got in trouble a couple years later. Whenever you think that, it's like, oh, hopefully he's not a pedophile and he was projecting. But it was just like check fraud. He was like, just trying to get drugs.
I mean, he's
like,
clearly a horrible human being.
Yeah. it's a weird thing to want to be good at.
That is a hilarious thing that he can't surprise anybody ever for anything.
Very funny. Oh, yeah.
He can't like visit his brother. Guess who's here?
Oh, no.
I think Chris Hansen just grew up really wanting to like have his own prank show, but like it just spiraled into
it. It is the craziest prank show.
Unrelated. Want to suggest the show, Prank, the new show with Johnny Knoxville and Eric Andre on ABC. First episode, went hard on the prank. Really impressed.
Hey, Eric, I mean, that movie's great, man. That guy.
Prank Patrol. It's like it's basically fucking Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Pranks. And they had a lady who does like Unitarian weddings.
Yeah.
And they have her conduct an entire wedding where she finds out the bride and groom are brother and sister.
Oh, and that's
hilarious.
And have
the FBI come to arrest her.
Oh,
and
that's
it was
hilarious.
Fucking great.
That's hilarious.
It was a great prank because she loses it.
Oh, that's that's
the
really
prank panel. Thank you.
That's really funny.
Sorry, I saw Chris Hansen was arrested for not turning over video evidence in relation to a child porn sting.
Oh, really?
That's like the one thing he has to do.
Yeah.
Well, that means it went so bad he can't give the evidence.
He's like, nah, no one's going to see this one.
Yeah.
This is for me.
That means when he slipped up on this one, he's like, listen, I know she's hot.
It's like for actor reasons, like he stuttered. He's like, embarrassed. He's like, my intro sucked on this.
Why don't you have a site? Seat, fuck. Yeah. All right, God,
it is a crazy show. Like, I've never really fathomed just how crazy that show is.
Hank, did you have the guy having to call his wife? We'll end on that.
Yeah, let me just make... All right.
Because at first I thought you were making the bad joke, and then I was like, oh, no. I made the...
By the way, that's a very safe assumption.
Yes.
Off at 1:30, and then eat dinner, and then usually to bed right after that.
I mean, you're in a different state.
Okay, here she is.
If you put on speaker.
Okay.
It's good advertisers for in shot.
Yeah, I tried to answer it, but I must have just missed it.
Okay, no problem.
Sounds like she's sleeping.
Yeah. What you doing?
Let's do it, you.
Dinner, Sammy's already gone to the bathroom. I cleaned out the cat box. I took a shower.
Guess what he did?
Pause.
Well, she...
Dude, women are so bad at telling stories. I get it.
There's 11-year-old.
He like forgets why he's there to call. He's like, yeah, I'll just talk to you
later. At least the 11-year-old will like make up something fun. Yeah.
Real quickly, why is he doing this again? I missed the context. Why is he having to tell his wife?
I don't remember.
I don't know. It's just, I just saw it. It's yeah, like one of those.
He's on one of these shows and he's got a call. These, all right.
It's like a catch.
One of these, yeah, Vigilante Justice shows.
I cleaned out the cat box. I took a shower.
Guess what he did?
Yeah. Well, I've got something to tell you.
What?
I'm here in Denver, and I was going to meet up with what I thought was 18 or 19-year-old boy.
Tell the truth.
He's 14.
What?
And
got caught.
And I got caught.
Hello, ma'am. Hello?
Hey, Deb.
Dave?
Okay, hold on.
Hey, Deb, this is Tommy with Colorado Pet Patrol. I'm here in Broomfield, Colorado with your husband. He attempted to pick up a 14-year-old who he knew was 14 to bring back to his hotel for sex. And we are here with him now. Yeah, and I apologize to tell you, he didn't want to call you, but we wanted you to know. He clearly knew it was a 14-year-old. This is our 267th cash.
Congrats.
And he's here at the Walmart to pick up the 14-year-old boy.
300, she would have gotten a coupon.
Yeah. Honestly, these shows are so fucked up, I feel bad for the guy. Why is this televised? This is insane.
Look at the defeated man holding the cell phone right now.
This show, these people are so awful, it makes me feel bad for a pedophile.
He's also
like, I don't know who I hate more.
Pedophile hunters dressed like an LA sneakerhead.
But I'm like, what? Yeah. Why is this, like, that guy, like, oh my God. I don't know. Am I the only one? I just feel like, why is this televised? This is awful.
It definitely has a revenge element that's is what makes you watch. And yes, also, I do not like the fact that this pedophile hunter dresses like Chad Zumach.
Like, they both make me uncomfortable.
I think people like humiliating
people,
and they're like, oh, this is fine to do it with this guy.
Yeah,
but that's
messed up.
That's the motivation for
evil. That's the motivation.
It's like, you're like, oh, this guy's bad, so I can do whatever mean thing I can to that person.
Yeah.
Like, you could just catch him and, like...
Except for he is a pedophile.
He is a pedophile, but, like... Yeah. But, like, that's how evil typically is justified. You're like, oh, this person is a bad
every
person.
Every other side
so I
says
can
the
be...
other side's pedophiles.
Yeah.
It's the, hey, to like bring it back, it's I saved someone, I kill someone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, everybody, pedophilia is, like, the first thing people lob.
Wow.
Let's watch another minute of it and then we get back.
The pedophile does, like, creep me out, even beyond being a
pedophile.
I'm sorry.
But the fact that we're hitting the wife on this is awful.
I'm sorry, Deb.
I'm so sorry, Deb. We can...
I know.
You know, but you took the chance to do this. You ruined everything and you hurt them.
I'm totally to blame for
you hurt that woman. Because
you are also a bad person.
If you weren't caught, you were going to be having sex with a child, man. A 14-year-old kid.
You're telling me.
This breaks my heart.
This is not how I saw my night going either.
He goes, this breaks my heart, man. Keep filming. Keep filming.
What? That guy is like...
Information. This woman's having the worst night of her life.
To talk to if she needs
and
it.
He's like...
I'm obviously...
And there has to be a moment where she's hoping they're going to go... We're just kidding. You're on WKTU.
Yeah. No prank show goes that
hard. Hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville. You've been pranked.
Wow. Like, oh my God, that's awful. Like, I get the police.
This is Jamie Kennedy, and you've been PedExed.
PedExed. Prank a predator. Hey.
PedExed.
All right, let's get out of here. Thank you guys so much.
Thank
I really
you for having me, buddy.
Time. Renan Hirschberg, Peter Angelo, Dan St. Germain, filming a special Thursday night,
yes.
Brooklyn Comedy Club, Old
8
Man
o'clock.
Hustle.
Please 8 o'clock. Come. Thank
Please
you.
Please come support Dan. He's been the man to me for over a decade, and what a great guy. And thank you guys for being here. On behalf of
thank
everybody
you.
Here at Gas and Einon Fidance, this is Zach Amico saying, bye, guys.
Bye. Later.